weird world nowadays. Merm was at home watching the evening news. The news was getting really strange and interesting lately. For example, right now, the pretty Asian news lady was saying that a giant goose was terrorizing people in Poe Park. The cops were called in. They had to put it down with their handguns. The thing weighs 160 pounds. People had broken bones from being pecked. Insane! Missing person reports have gone up 700%. There was also a disturbing number of people who claim to have no idea where they are and have no identity or family or anyone who knows them in America, where they say they have lived all their lives. But now it has all changed overnight. Merm had seen some odd stuff lately himself. Last fall, he was out walking when it rained little red worms for about 2 minutes. Apparently, they all died. They were all over the place the next day when he went walking next. Also, he found the 2-foot in diameter head of an ancient crumbling frog statue in his front yard one morning. He kept it. It must be at least 700 years old, but where did it come from? Then one day, Merm went back to his apartment just off Solzolo Road. Little did he know that he was being followed. A massive man with a neck as thick as his head entered Merm's apartment building just after he did. This 7-foot tall man had a knife and it looked cruel. He had it out carrying it openly. Merm had enough time to go into his bedroom and fish out the bomb. But before he could take a puff from the bit he left from earlier that day, he heard something strike his front door hard. He even heard splintering wood. He jumped up, knocking the bong over, and ran for his rifle. He actioned it back and kicked his bedroom door open, coming out gun first. There was a big man in a greasy wife-beater shirt. He had a long combat knife in his hand, and he was coming straight at Merm. So Merm fired the gun, and fired a second and third time. The 22 shells rattled and bounced inside the big man's ribcage and skull, shredding vital parts. The big man stumbled and fell, bleeding out on Merm's carpet. Merm stared at the twitching body, with the gun still grasped in his hand. He considered putting another round into the man's head just to make sure. An accelerated level of twitches from the face down assailant made Merm jump. He fired a round directly into the man's head. Merm staggers to the nearby easy chair and falls into it, his whole body trembling. His mind was whirling out of control. What should he do now? Call the cops? He has dope in the house. The more he thought about it, the more he thought that he was going to jail. He would have to hide the drugs, the paraphernalia, then call the cops. His long hair would signal him as a drug user, so the cops would be looking to get him one way or the other. It was then that he heard a gentle knock on the ruins of his door. His heart froze.
Hello,
called a deep, smooth voice from the doorway. Merm looked down at the dead body on the ground, then at his rifle laying on the kitchen table where he had put it down. He could hear footsteps entering the house and walking straight towards him. Around the corner, there appeared a nude man with a goth girl.